Hi, this is Dominic Kell from The Breakfast Show, and this is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Yeah, it's IMO. IMO, of course, stands for In My Opinion, because that's what the show's all about. That's what it's all about. It's where I, Tom Jackson, take stories from all across the internet, share them with you, because I find them quite interesting, ask you a question, and then I want to hear what you think. It's that simple. It is that simple indeed. It's all about opinions here. We've got some great stuff coming up in the show today. Our top story, as you may have heard before the news, is all about gift cards. We're going to be talking about whether they're a good idea or not. That'll be happening in just a short while, just a short while. We do have some other stuff on the way as well. Every week, I poll the audience on a topic that really, it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I call it pet peeves. And this week, it's all about the new announcement of the, how was it? The Lion King remake. Yes, the Lion King remake. That's what this week's pet peeves poll is all about. You'll be hearing that later in the show. I'll also be announcing last week's results as well, so that's something else to look forward to. I also have a tune of the week on the way from Sam Fender, a really, really, really exciting act that is tipped to be one of the most, and he's got a lot of buzz around him, all right? And you'll be hearing that later in the show. But the main thing about this show, it's all about opinions, and you can let me know what you are thinking in a number of ways. You can send me a text to 60777, that's 60777, and start that message with BR6TT. And you can also tweet me. The handle is at Vectis Radio, and the address is twitter.com/Vectis Radio, funnily enough. I'll be tweeting out the questions for our top stories and our pet peeves poll as I go throughout the show. And so that's where you'll be able to find all of the information that you will need. If you want to do it old school, however, you can also email me. The address is studio@vectorsradio.fm. But without further ado, let's jump into today's top story. There you go, got there in the end. Ah, right, here we go. So, hello, everybody. Welcome to the first half of IMO, of course, standing for In My Opinion, funnily enough. And today, we are going to talk about a very important, probably quite seasonal story. And it's all about gift cards. So, here is my made-up headline, because I'm pretending I know news. Should we still be giving people gift cards at Christmas? Now, what I found out is 4 out of 5 of us spend more on gift cards than we do on actual presents, according to the UK Gift Card and Voucher Association. Yes, that is a thing that exists. Yeah, I know the name struck me funny when I saw it first, but, you know, they'll do you do you. though it does not show a little more, though getting a gift card does show perhaps a little bit more thought has been put into the gift than just, you know, shoving cash in a card, for example. Gift cards aren't necessarily a great alternative, it turns out. I mean, I've certainly forgotten about gift cards I've received in the past, and thankfully they were still in date, but apparently, we throw away £300 million of expired cards a year, with most cards having a lifespan of around 2 years. And that's quite interesting, to be honest, because I didn't think it was that much. I thought it was maybe a couple of people who would forget the card like that. But no, 300 million is an absolutely astronomical number. And so that has been a common issue for a while now, obviously, with gift cards, because they all have expiry dates. But there is a new thing that is on the rise, a new thing that people should perhaps bear in mind when thinking of gifts and gift cards, specifically this festive season. Yes, this is now a consumer advice show, as well as a news show, as well as a music show, as well as an opportunity for me to just spout nonsense on the airwaves to people. Anyway, so this new thing, though the risk with expiring cards has been a thing for a while, a new issue has surfaced. And with the country's kind of struggling high streets at the moment and big high street retailers like Toys R Us and Maplin going out of business, there is now no certainty that the store you buy a gift card for will actually exist come the time its recipient wants to use it. That's a bit of a problem. And I know, I believe House of Fraser were in a gift card situation before. I'm not going to go into huge detail, but they were in a situation with gift cards. I think it was House of Fraser. It may have been a different brand. But they ended up converting them into online vouchers, which is fair enough. But I personally don't like receiving gift cards, to be honest. I feel like it's just easier, isn't it? If you get given just some cash, some wonka, just because that's universal. Everywhere will accept that. When you're getting a gift card, you're boxing somebody into something. I mean, like, for example, when I was a kid, I would get a lot of book vouchers. I would get, I don't know why, that was like the default thing. I would just get a small book voucher. And it would sometimes get to the point where I didn't have any books that I wanted, but I had all these cards to use. And so I'd constantly kind of find that I'd end up with like multiple book vouchers that I take forever to use. And whereas with kind of the other option, which is not getting a gift card and just giving a sum to whoever you want to gift to, that just seems vastly easier. Is it just me? It might be just me. But, you know, that's just my opinion. The question I wanted to ask all of you lovely people today is, have you ever had to throw away a gift card? Because, of course, £300 million worth of expired cards a year get thrown away because people forget they exist. Have you ever been in that situation where you've discovered a gift card and found it's just completely useless to you in every way? And the secondary question is, have you ever had any bad experiences with them? I'd be really interested to know what you're thinking and what experiences you may have had, because I find this gift card thing really interesting, because it's kind of a bit like Marmite, I guess, because you either love them or you hate them, or you love to give them, but you don't like receiving them. Anyway, I'd really love to hear what you are thinking on this one. And the texts are always open. The number is 60777, that's 60777, and start the message with BR6TT, and it comes right through to my fingertips. And the other main way you can get in contact with me tonight is through our Twitter account. The handle is @VectisRadio, simple as that, and the address is twitter.com/VectisRadio if you want to find it in your browser. If you want to do it old school, you can also send me an email. The address is studio@VectisRadio.fm. Yes, I put on a somewhat David Attenborough-ish voice there. I don't know what came over me either. It's 20 minutes past 6, and I think it's time for a bit of music. I think it's time for a brief musical interlude. Here's Shawn Mendes with Lost in Japan. I'll be back in a minute with my tune of the week. Great stuff to look forward to.
Hi, this is Marco from Marco's Mod Anthems. This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome back. Now it's pet peeves o'clock, which I'm trying so desperately to become a phrase. And so let's announce the results of last week's poll. Now, last week, the poll was all about I'm a Celeb, as Holly Willoughby had just made her debut on the show, which I believe I just heard in the news at the top of the hour, was the highest viewed debut of any I'm a Celeb series. Fun fact for you there. And so the Holly Willoughby was filling in, obviously, for Ant this year after his drink driving incident in April. But the question I asked was, what matters more to you, the show or the host? And I was hopefully you would have said the host, because otherwise I could go. But, you know, that's fine. Sorry, I took a turn. So the poll, the results are in. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful because you've gone with the host, and 100% actually of the votes went to prioritize the host over the show, and I'm thankful. I'm very thankful for that. And so that is the result of last week's poll, but what are we talking about this week? Well, funny you should ask. This week we are going to be talking about Disney. Gotta love Disney, the kings of buying other film series. I'm not bitter. I definitely don't have feelings that I will not express now about The Last Jedi. No, I'm joking, I haven't even seen it. Yes, I am uncultured. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about this week was Disney. They've announced that there is going to be a kind of a live-action Lion King remake in the past couple of days. And I believe this is something, again, that I think I heard this morning, was that it was like the highest, the most viewed trailer or something, the most viewed Disney trailer on YouTube. So that's the degree of excitement around this. And, I mean, just over a week ago, they also announced a live-action Dumbo remake. And that's really close together, isn't it? And it's just another example of how Disney, specifically, they've gone back and they're bringing up all the classics and they're remaking them. There's a new Mary Poppins on the way, I believe, as well as there was a new Jungle Book a while ago. And they're working on all of these different things. But the question I have for you today, and the thing that I'm going to be polling the audience about over the next week, is this. Are you excited for these new versions of old classics, or do you want Disney and other companies to stop rebooting everything? The poll will be going up on our Twitter page. The handle is @VectisRadio. The address is twitter.com/VectisRadio. And it will stay up there for the entire week, because I'll be announcing the results in next week's show. Without further ado, here's Simon and Garfunkel with America.
Hello, Laura here from the Wednesday Afternoon Show. This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome back to the second half of IMO. Of course, standing for In My Opinion, this is where I take news from all across the internet, share it with you, and then ask your opinion about it. In the first half, we were talking about gift cards and how they might not be the best idea as a Christmas present anymore. The question on that one is up on our Twitter page. @VectisRadio is the handle. twitter.com/VectisRadio is the address. And, well, it's 12 minutes to 7, and I think we have some time for... I'm going to do my best X Factor announcer voice impression now, okay? Bonus stories. Yeah, I sound like I need help. I sound like I have a bit of a problem there. But anyway, let's get into the first bonus story of the day. And it's all about smart meters. Gotta love smart meters. They're the most interesting and exciting topic of them all. And so... Right, so the National Audit Office has said that there is, quote, no realistic prospect, end quote, of the government reaching their target of getting a smart meter into all UK homes by 2020, as apparently 39 million meters would have to be installed in, like, about 2 years to make the target. Now, some of you might not know what a smart meter is. So don't worry, I've done the research, and here is basically the short truncated version of what a smart meter is supposed to do. So a smart meter is supposed to save customers money by encouraging householders to use less power by kind of displaying it using pounds and pence, and potentially giving access to lower tariffs on the evening and weekends. Now, 4 years ago, when this whole scheme was unveiled, the government estimated, bear in mind it's not the same one now as it was then, the government 4 years ago estimated that the meters would save people approximately £26 a year. Now, the problem is that results from the National Audit Office and a group of MPs suggest that in reality it would save us under £11 a year due to rising installation costs, which makes it seem pretty pointless to have a smart meter, if I'm honest. There have been other The National Audit Office has also gone on to highlight several other issues with the meters. For example, sometimes they don't work in homes with thick walls, for example, so kind of older houses with thick walls, where mobile phone signals used to transmit the data can't penetrate and go through. And another thing is that many first-generation meters, so the kind of like the first version, of these meters stopped working if somebody changed supplier. So if you were at Johnny Electricity, I'm making these up. I sound like a GCSE paper here. Johnny's Electricity, and you change over to Dave's Electrical Power House. Yeah, you can tell I'm making these up off the cuff, can't you? You change from one to the other, the meter will just stop working completely. But that's only with the first generation ones, though, and apparently newer versions have supposedly fixed that issue. But with the overall savings that have been kind of extrapolated by the audit office and the group of MPs suggesting that it would really save under 11 quid a year due to installation costs, etc., vastly less than the £26 that was initially the £26 saving that was initially kind of promoted. It does kind of make me think, this is my opinion here, that these seem awfully pointless in every way. I know it's supposed to reduce kind of it. I know one of the other things with these meters is that it's supposed to stop customers having to go out and read their own meter, for example, and people having to come round and read the meter, for example, because it's all done over magical internet stuff. But really, it's not really making that much of a difference, to be honest. It doesn't seem to be making that much of a difference. And I mean, similarly to my kind of views on the Disney pet peeves that we just did, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, is my kind of attitude towards these, because I don't really get the point. It's just like another thing that somebody's kind of like put smart in front of to make it sound really flashy, but it doesn't really do anything. But that's my view anyway. But the question I have for you is, do you have a smart meter and do you think it saves you money? Those are the questions I have for you. They will be going up on our Twitter page at the end of the show, as well as that for our second bonus story, which is all about Kevin the Carrot toys. Yes, finally we're getting to the hot topic issues of today, Kevin the Carrot toys. Now, it has been unveiled, potentially, it may have changed since Friday when this all unfolded, that the island was, at least on Friday, the only place in the country that you could find Aldi's Kevin the Carrot toys. Now, on Friday, Aldi had confirmed that they'd sold out of the £20 giant plushy recreations of Kevin, who was featured in their advertising campaigns for Christmas over the past 3 years, across the country. So they'd sold out pretty much everywhere. And some quite ridiculous things happened as soon as this was announced. I mean, some of them started appearing on eBay for £900. That seems like a worthwhile investment. However, later the same day, five were spotted in their cow store, and they'd actually confirmed that they received a delivery of five, but potentially that's all there is. And I don't even know if there are any there anymore. They could be gone. The last Kevin the Carrot disappeared. How sad's that? But the giant carrots were being sold to support the companies that this is Aldi, their charity of the year, which is the Teenage Cancer Trust. And I just thought it was a funny story, and I thought it was worth sharing, to be honest. No real big deep meaning behind this one. I just thought it was a good laugh to round off the show. A good laugh. But the questions I have for you on this story is, one, have you managed to get a hold of a Kevin? Would you want a Kevin? That's the second thing, is that, firstly, have you managed to get hold of one? Secondly, do you want one? Do you want a giant carrot? Do you want a giant soft carrot in your house? Well, you can let me know. The tweet with that question will be going up to our Twitter account. The handle is at Vectis Radio. And the web address is twitter.com/VectisRadio. You'll also be able to find our pet peeves poll for the week. That will be staying up all the way until next Monday when I announce the results. as well as the question for our top story all about gift cards. So, you can also text, of course, the number 60777, start the message with BR6TT. It comes right through to the nerve centre. Or, alternatively, you could send an email. The address is studio@vectisradio.fm, and that also comes right through in front of my face. How lovely is that? Now, it's 4 minutes to seven. The hour has gone amazingly quickly yet again, but I've had another great time, and I hope you've enjoyed all of the things that we've been about today, all of the stuff ranging from gift cards to smart meters and Disney films. You know, we got the full range today, but you better stay locked to Vectis Radio. I'm watching. You better stay right where you are, because Marco is up next with his mod anthems from 7 till 10. Then on Vectis Radio, we have the non-stop 80s all the way through the night until the morning. And then we have Hello Vectis from 7. And Dom, of course, is back with The Breakfast Show from 8 o'clock. I got there in the end. Don't know why that was so difficult. I don't know. It's Monday, I guess. But we've got some... Now, who do we think we should rather have? Miley Cyrus or Clean Bandit with Demi Lovato? I think I'm in the mood for some Clean Bandit with Demi Lovato. This is Solo to take you up to the news for 7 o'clock. Stay right where you are, because Marco will be here in just a moment. I hope you enjoyed all of that, and thanks for listening. You can tune in live to the IMO show every Monday from 6 to 7pm on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6 and online. I hope to see you there.